Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey guys, well, today's topic is one I have had in the back of my mind for a while. I haven't gone there yet. So I was like, do we go there? Do we not? But you know what? Heck yes, we do. Because we went there inside my VIP community just the other week, and it was really insightful for everybody. So today I'm going to be sharing with you your productivity cycle. And yes, when I talk about cycle, I am talking about our hormonal cycle. But I want you to understand the incredible impact it can have for you, for your productivity, for your sanity, when you learn what your cycle is, because it empowers you to make some really cool changes and decisions in when and what you say yes and no to. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. Well, hey there, everyone. Welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. Okay, ladies, we're going to go there today. This is a show for women, so we're going to talk about women's stuff. And it's been something I've been churning on for quite a while. I'm going to share a story of the first time I really was made aware of what I'm going to be talking about here today. And it's always in the back of my mind. And then recently, someone in my top VIP community, Allie, shared a really great article with everyone. And then it came up again in the coaching program I'm in. I thought, you know what? We need to talk about this more. So today, I'm going to be talking about your productivity cycle. And yes, when I'm talking about cycle, guys, I'm going to be talking about our hormone cycle, because believe it or not, and the first time I heard this, I thought, I was like, oh, here we go, getting all woo-woo-y. There actually is scientific true proof that as we go through our hormonal cycles every single month, it 100% has a direct impact in our productivity, our organizational skills, and so much more. So that's what I want to dive in here with you guys today and just give you an overview and then share an exercise that I think you're going to find extremely powerful. So I was first introduced to this concept several years ago when a coach that I was working with said, hey, I want you to kind of track and understand your cycle better in terms of how you're feeling with your business, your work, all of that. You know, do you have a week where you're feeling like the creative juices are flowing? Do you have weeks where you are, you know, hyper-focused, able to get a bunch of stuff done? Do you have weeks where you just feel like nothing's working? And here's what's interesting. She asked me to do this. Again, we're all friends here. We're women. We're just talking about these things because I had had a procedure done that makes me not have a cycle anymore. So I'm really not aware necessarily of what those rhythms are anymore physically. So I went through this over the course of 3 months tracking in several day chunks, like how did the last several days go? And what was really interesting was at the end of the 3 months, when I looked back over all the data that I had kept track of, and I just created a very simple smiley face kind of ranking system for myself, I noticed an absolute pattern broken out into roughly weekly cycles over four different phases. And so this at least made me go, okay, maybe there's something to this, that I actually decided to do some more research on my own. And, you know, while it would be really great to say, hey, we all need to coordinate our entire lives around this, I know it's not, realistic. There are things we have to do at certain days and certain times, but I want to open your eyes to this so that maybe you can start, when you're doing your weekly planning, when you're doing your monthly planning, to be very intentional about maybe avoiding scheduling certain tasks at certain times and seeking out the opportunity to schedule and plan for certain activities at certain times. So typically speaking, what the research has shown is that there is kind of a almost 4-week-ish cycle where every, 5 to 7-ish days, we are in direct correlation to what's going on hormonally in our body. It does have an impact directly on our brain. And so tell me if this rings true, if you start to relate to this, because here's what I get frustrated about, and I'm sure you guys do too as well. All anybody talks about is the mood swing, right? Oh, you're just being crabby. Oh, you're just being bitchy, whatever it is. But what they're not recognizing is there's so much more to that. It's not just about the mood. There's a direct impact on your energy, and it's not made up. It is 100% legitimate. And there's direct correlation chemically on your ability to process information, your actual cognitive skills. So if you ever wonder why you feel like it's a roller coaster ride, friends, it is. It absolutely is. So here are kind of the four phases that we tend to go through. And again, this is very general. You may relate to some of these more than other. One phase is a creative phase where you are, the creative juices are going, you're full of amazing ideas. If you are an artist, that might be time where you just see all of that flowing through. So that's phase one. Phase two is where your communication skills are at their best. Phase three is more that hyper-productive, and I believe in one article they called it power. I like to call it more really productive, where you are just in that, give me 100 things to do. I'm going to get them all done. I'm going to get them done quickly, efficiently, effectively. You feel like you could kind of conquer the world. And then phase four is more of a reflective phase, where you're a little bit more turned inward. You're a little bit more intuitive. Now, I have learned, I see some very similar patterns for me. The one area that looks a little bit different for me is more of that intuitive phase. But I want to tell you some of the things I have very intentionally done as I plan my months to the best of my ability, and things I've noticed as I've been tracking this, because I want to give you guys, food for thought to start thinking about what you may want to put in place for yourself as well. I'm going to do it a little bit out of order. So first, I want to talk about that communication phase. First, I thought, this is kind of nonsense. But I will tell you, I have gone back and noticed there are weeks when I have recorded a podcast, or there were weeks where I have conducted live workshops, and I felt like I was tripping over myself. I couldn't get my words out right. I couldn't make a cohesive sentence. I couldn't process what was in my head and actually verbalize it very well. And I can remember finishing some workshops, things like that, where I sat back and went, God, I think I probably kind of sounded like a hot mess because my communication skills were just off. Well, when I go back and started looking at those in depth, sure enough, every single time I had one of those, it was when I was doing it in the wrong time. It's when I was actually in what, I previously said was that intuition phase. So what I have always tried to do now is the week where I know my thoughts can be turned into words better those are the weeks I might double down and record multiple podcast episodes. If there is a week in a month where I'm going to be doing live workshops or live webinars, I'm going to try and schedule them for that week, or at the bare minimum, I'm going to make sure I'm not scheduling them for the week where I'm in more of my intuitive place. Now, the creative side, what I've noticed for me, I always have a chunk of time, anywhere from 4 to 6 days of every month, where all of a sudden I start getting all these amazing ideas of things I want to go do personally, professionally, everything. It's when I know if I need to do any creative work from web design type stuff, which is not my strong suit, that's going to be the week I want to go in there and get it done because I might actually produce something that looks okay. But this is also typically the weeks where I get really great ideas on things that I want to go implement and goals that I want to start conquering. So I do notice that definitely stands out for me every single month. And then finally, that what I call my hyper-productive week, others might call it your power, there is definitely a window of time every single week where I feel like at the end of the week, I did an entire month's worth of work in that 1 week. Not because I'm staying up late or I'm overcommitted. I'm just able to be hyper-focused and super task-oriented. So when I feel myself moving into that space, I will try and rearrange my upcoming days as much as possible to try and clear my calendar of meetings, appointments, and go into task mode because I know I'm going to be able to get them knocked out a million times faster than if I tried to put that task mode when I'm feeling more creative. Because when I'm in more of my creative space, that task-driven kind of side of me really struggles because I keep catching myself up with, oh, I could do this. Oh, I could do this, instead of in more of that just get it done place. So I would encourage each one of you to take the next, 2 to 3 months and actually grab your planner and just make notes in there every couple of days on where are you feeling your body connecting to? Are you just more lethargic, maybe intuitive, more tired, lacking of energy? Make a note of that. Did you feel like you were hyperproductive? Jot that down. Was it one of those periods where just all the ideas were coming to you? Make a note of that. Was it a window of time where you felt like your patience was endless? And it was like everything felt great. Make a note of that, because what you connect to, that will be unique to every individual person. But I guarantee you, well, I can't completely guarantee you, but I would bet that the vast majority of you listening here will uncover some patterns for yourself and how that is working. Now, even if you are older and you have gone through the change, you can still have this same cycle of productivity as well. So don't count yourselves out on that. And then once you begin to learn what that is, make a note of that, keep it in the back of your head, because it might give you the opportunity to make some small, subtle changes in the type of work and the type of tasks that you are setting yourself up to do. So again, this is a show for women. So I figured let's go there today. It's been something that's been tremendously helpful for me. And I can't wait to hear what you all uncover for yourselves. Make it a great week.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.